Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Well, let me start out by saying that congratulations to the Lions. They played a very, very good football game today. They won all three phases, and they deserve to win the game. At halftime, we got together and talked to our team about there would be a time just like this where the game was appeared to be out of hand, and we decided that we were going to collect ourselves and go back in and play the next 30 minutes and see more about ourselves. I think we did. There are no moral victories, but I thought our guys played tough for the last 30 minutes of the game, and I know as a staff we appreciate that. You know, we win and lose as a team. That starts with me. We'll go back to work tomorrow. We're not going to change the way we do business. We'll go back to work and get the things done that we need to do to get better as a football team. You can't have four turnovers on offense, give our defense a short field, and expect to be able to stop people. We didn't do a good job defensively on first and second down stopping the Lions. We did a good job on third down, but it wasn't enough. And then, of course, special situations on offense. We weren't productive at all on third down, and we weren't as productive as we needed to be in the red zone. So a combination of turnovers, a combination of not being able to convert in the red zone and convert on third down offensively gave our defense a short field. And then the return also gave us our defense a short field as well. So it was a team loss. We've got to move forward, and we've got to do that. We'll start tomorrow getting back to work and getting on the next game. I don't think they were about decisions. I think the first throw was right where it had to be. I thought the safety made a very good play. The second throw was an underthrow. He just didn't get his feet set. It wasn't the decision. He had one-on-one coverage outside and underthrew Alshon. The third one, to my recollection, was he scrambled to his right, threw the ball down the middle, and again, just didn't set his feet, and the ball went high. We had a wide-open player down the middle. We had a one-on-one contested throw situation again on the sidelines, and then we lost the ball. He held it a little bit too long on the blindside pursuit. So I thought he threw the ball well today. If you take those three plays out of the game, those three out of the game, and I thought he was extremely accurate. He had some drop balls in the game. Some guys dropped some balls that we normally don't drop any balls, and I think we've dropped two or three balls. So, you know, in his defense, you know, if he puts that ball in Alshon, he's got a chance down our sideline. The throw, the 26 made a heck of a play. He shouldn't have been in the picture, and it was a well located throw. It was right on the right hip of Alshon. So, you know, we can't turn the ball over. We know that, but it wasn't really about decision making. I think it was more about just the fundamentals of finishing two throws, which were both high, or one underthrown and one high.
What's your message to
Jay? I thought he played tough and courageously through the game. The game got out of hand because of the turnovers. We had to throw it more than we'd like. We got the ball to Matt, but we weren't able to run the football and balance the game out and take some of that pass rush off of him. I thought the line overall played well. It's a very, very difficult team to stop. Where there were, I believe, two sacks. But overall, I thought they did a very good job under some real stressful conditions. The big thing was his third down. You know, I think we were 0-4 on third down, and that starts with me. We got to do a better job there to put Jay in a position. We've done well in third down the last 3 weeks. We did horribly today, and again, that starts with me. I've got to do a better job. Yeah, you know, I thought our guys, I watched the demeanor of our football team on the sideline during the last 30 minutes of the game. I thought it was excellent. Guys were fighting. Guys were in it. They were focused. There was a sense of urgency there. There wasn't anybody looking around for somebody to talk to. I mean, they were in it. I think that's a good sign. And as we said coming out, in the next 30 minutes, we're going to find out more about ourselves, and we did today. And I think that kind of backbone is going to help us. We're going to be in other games like this, and that kind of backbone is going to help us down the road. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the tape because I did think we played well. I just talking to Jay coming in after the game, he thought they played well. He was real satisfied with the play. We knew because we were behind that we're going to throw the ball more than we'd like, and it was difficult to throw movement passes or things like that. So, you know, Jay did a good job of moving around when he had to, of buying himself some more time. But there weren't times where there were free rushers coming through the line. I'm looking forward to seeing the tape and see how we actually did.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.